second hour of the program, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We have a lot of features there for you, and you can create the content. That's the main feature of the site, is everything you see down the front page, those items that are numbered on the left-hand side, they are created by listeners like you. You find something online, you submit it as show prep. It is then on the upcoming stories page where people can vote on them. You can vote up, vote down. The more upvotes an item gets, the more likely it is to be promoted to the front page and the top of the website. Get over to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And then once you get logged into your free account, you can begin the voting process and vote on whatever you see. You can also click upcoming stories to vote on those. That's probably the most important page on which to vote. And you can submit stuff to the site. So when you find something online that you think is interesting, you submit it for our listeners to see and vote on as well. So once again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls. Erod is listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hey, Erod.
Yeah, hey. Hey, the last story was pretty absurd. About
the guy that was arrested and prosecuted and now going to be jailed for 30 days for collecting water on his property?
Yes, but if you want to hear something that's really absurd, something that I heard just today. Today I had a bunch of stuff I was taking to a donation center. And typically the people who actually work in the donation center are there because of they're doing community service, either because of their attorneys suggested that they go there, or they're court ordered. So I was there, and there was one guy there, and so I'm just kind of like, you know, shooting the crap with him. And I asked him, well, you know, what did you do? And I'm just totally floored. You want to hear absurd? Listen to this. So he said, and this is a young guy, you know, early 20s. He said he's in his car, you know, with a bunch of his buddies. They get stopped by the police. And they won't break into crime. I guess, you know, it's probable cause. When you have when you're young and you've got four males in the car, there's probable cause, you know, you need to be stopped. So anyway, they got stopped,
pretty close.
You know, and the police officer wanted to check their car. And much to this guy's credit, he said, no, you know, you're not going to check my car. I don't give you consent. So he said they're going to bring the dogs out. So they brought the dogs out.
Mm.
Now listen to this. And, you know, this is so unbelievable. I mean, I'm still just stunned by it. So they bring the police dogs out. And so you know what the guy did when the police dogs got there? So the police dogs, you know, jumped up on the car and were smelling in there. And the driver of the car, the guy that I talked to today, said he pet the dog. Okay? Guess what he got?
Assault. Bit?
No. He got a trip to jail. Why? Obstruction.
Oh, okay. It's ridiculous.
I'm surprised they didn't charge him with assault on a police officer.
It's pathetic.
A felony.
It's pathetic.
Can you believe it?
No.
You talk about absurdity. The guy is telling me he got obstruction charge brought on him because he petted the dog. And I'm saying, my God, what is going on? You know, I've heard some absurd stories. I mean, I've listened to you guys, and I thought I've heard it all. And I'm listening to this guy, and he's telling his story. Now he's facing obstruction charges.
Yep.
He has to go to court. He
probably
has
a misdemeanor.
Yep. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm asking myself, I mean, when is the world going to wake up? I mean, what can actually be done about this? I mean, really? Is this what we pay our cops to do? Because the guy petted the dog? It's obstruction? Really?
This wasn't even national news. This is some guy, you went to the local Goodwill or whatever, and he happened to be there when you asked the question.
Right.
I mean, you know, this isn't even news. This is just
one of those stories.
I mean, this is a random story. And I mean, how many of these are going on everywhere? This is
everywhere.
Just everywhere.
And, you know, and it should be, and, you know, and, I, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, sometimes I hear that story, I want to cry.
Right,
you know,
and he got convicted, right? I mean, he's done with that. That's he's there because he already has been convicted.
Oh, well, you know, whatever the case, I mean, obviously he pleaded, I mean, he didn't, I guess he didn't go down guilty, you know, because, you know, obviously if it was not guilty, would it be a jury trial, and he wouldn't have to do this community service.
There are so many violations of people's rights like this that there aren't enough lawyers who care enough to jump up and help all these folks out. There aren't enough people in the, you know, ACLU or whatever who are willing to take on these cases. There's certainly the average lawyers just looking to make money. They're not, you know, trying to do a bunch of pro bono cases to help these people out. And even if they were, there's such a caseload out there of innocent people who are being harassed by the police that it wouldn't be physically possible for the attorneys who actually care to take all those cases on. So people just get screwed.
Right. Not only that, you know, the guy probably thought, well, if I plead not guilty, you know, you're taking your chance between 12 people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I don't trust my fellow citizen or whatever you want to call them. I don't trust them because they probably will come back and say, well, you shouldn't have been touching the dog, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, a police dog, I mean, you know what, if I kill you, you know, I'd probably get less charges, you know, a time versus a police dog, because police dogs are almost, they're considered law enforcement
officers.
That's
correct. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Which is why I think he actually ended up lucking out with just getting the obstruction charge as opposed to assault on a police officer.
Exactly.
They could have charged him with a felony.
Exactly. On a dog. And all he did was pet the dog. I mean,
and his car.
Yeah, right, exactly. And
the dog came in his car.
Exactly. You know, and I, like I said, I hear these stories, and I just want to say, you know, what can be done? You know, you guys got the Free State Project, you know, and all that is good and great, you know, but practically, a lot of people can't, you know,
they just
can't do it. I mean, I don't know what the answer is.
You
but
say when
are people going to get fed up with this crap?
Right.
I mean, when are people going to say, you know what, enough is enough? You know?
I think it's coming.
So?
Yeah, I do.
And what form will it take?
A jury nullification.
Yeah, well, you know what? And that's what I
think. What if you don't get a jury?
But that's what I think, because you know what? I'm not in a position right now where I can, you know, go out and be a hardcore activist. But what I can do, and what I've committed to do, is that, you know, if I'm ever called on a jury, you know what? You know, 30 years ago, you could have, you know, if it was the cop's word versus the, you know, average citizen, you know, I might have given the cop, you know, the edge, but not anymore. Not anymore. The cop better prove his case. Now, I'm not willing to let some murderer, some killer, rapist go free.
But
if it comes down between an average person and a cop, oh, the cop better have high-definition pictures, you know, or HD video with extreme close-up before I take your word for it, because I'm not automatically going to take a cop's word over anything anymore,
no.
And they've done it to themselves.
I would agree, and I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I think that maybe that tide is turning, and that's, you know, that's pretty useful, the idea that people would change their minds about giving credit to the police. I think that can be useful. But I don't know, Nimi. They can just charge people with crimes that don't rise to the level of a jury trial. I don't know if there are states out there where you can get a jury trial for everything, but I highly doubt it. Here in New Hampshire, for instance, you can only get a jury trial on Class A misdemeanors and up. So the trespass charge that they hit me with for going to court from where I've been banned forever, they have reduced to a Class B. So they've effectively shut me out of getting a jury trial. I'm going in front of a judge.
Right.
And if I get convicted... No, it's not the same. No, it was a sheriff that banned me from the courthouse, not a judge. But
don't worry, he was doing it at the word of one of the judges.
Maybe he was. I don't know. But either way...
Are you going in front of a judge in the same building?
No, different building.
Good.
But they all know each other. Anyway, the point is... I don't get a jury trial. So all they have to do is just charge people with Class B misdemeanors or the equivalent in Georgia or wherever it is we're talking about, and no jury trial, but you're still looking at serious fines. And, of course, you know, you can't pay the fine, you go to jail then. Hey, thanks, Erod. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and I share your frustration. 855-453, but I'm not really shocked. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. What should you do about this? You got any ideas? Feel free to share.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and all the features we give to you, so enjoy them. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the listening options. Live streams, we've got them in different size bit rates. So for different speed internet connections, maybe you're on a mobile phone connection that's just not so hot, you might want to try one of our lower bit rate live streams. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get access to those, plus a list of our over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM throughout the country. We've got that there for you, plus our satellite options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel. The webcam is available to you, of course, as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Once again, go to listen.freetalklive.com.
If you need to get some gold or silver, you need to be able to comparison shop, and you need to be able to get it easily. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We make it easy for you there. You'll get some of the best rates you're going to be able to find, and you can help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Certainly don't put all of your investment money into gold and silver, but you need to diversify. And it really looks like, I mean, there was actually a pretty good size drop in silver today, but it looks like they're liable to go up. The Federal Reserve continues to print money. Generally, metals go up versus the federal inflation. So it's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue here. We'll take your calls and then more about the police. They're out of control. But what should really be done about this? I mean, there's so many frustrating stories, so many that we never even hear about. And that's what we just heard about was one man who was charged with what was probably a misdemeanor for petting a police dog as it searched his car. And they called it obstruction of justice. I mean, there's just no shortage of ridiculous, outrageous, frustrating stories that are presented to us out there. And sometimes
failing to cower in the presence of authority would be a truer charge.
Yeah.
Sometimes they happen to us or our friends or our loved ones and family members.
And let's not forget with this police dog situation, he refused to allow the officers to search beforehand. And that's really what it comes down to.
Yes, they were punishing him for his refusal. So, but what do you do about this? I mean, you hear about these stories, there's no shortage of them, but what do you really do? I mean, yeah, it'd be great if tomorrow everybody just started non-cooperating, but that's not really likely to happen. People may be getting to a point of frustration. Emmy, as you suggested, you think something's bound to change.
Oh, it's coming.
I just wonder what form is that going to take? I fear that whatever it's going to be is going to be violent,
yep.
And that will cause an even greater backlash, and I don't want to live in that that world. That's kind of a scary place. So I think that peaceful non-cooperation is the answer, but that takes a deliberate movement of people who are willing to take that sort of risk, people who are willing to put their freedom on the line in the hopes that more freedom can be found in the future. And that's why I think the Free State Project is such an important concept, to bring people together who have the same values, the ideas of liberty, that want to do something about it. Now, whether that means doing non-cooperation or civil disobedience, or maybe it means working within the system to try to make it less tyrannical, whatever it means, having that deliberate community of people who've come together for the same purpose, the general same purpose, is, I think, where real change can come from. And we have seen change. We've got over 1,000 people in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. Over 12,000 people are planning on getting here. If those 12,000 people could get here by the end of the year, we'd see some real change real fast.
Yeah.
So the more people that can take steps, take action, and move towards freedom in a concentrated area, the better. If people around the country scattered about here and there decide to engage in non-cooperation, nothing will change. You won't be a significant increase to the budget of the courts. You won't be a real burden on their system.
Yeah.
You'll just be an annoying gnat that they will swat away.
Oh, they'll swat it dead.
Yeah.
They don't swat it away. They swat them dead because they're afraid that the gnats will breed. But if the gnats get bad enough, then the cops will just begin to ignore them.
So, again, it's that concentration factor that I think is going to really be the factor into making this happen, and it can't happen soon enough. So you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Again, freestateproject.org. Brian is in Tennessee. We've got more outrageous cop stories on the way. Nemi's got one to share. But first, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Because I wasn't really listening until I got on the phone waiting on the call, but this sort of ties into what I'm going to say, because you're saying, like, people of a common mind doing the same thing for pretty much the same reason, right?
Well, I don't think people have to do the same thing, but I think that people who get together in the same
some
area...
Some will do the same things, though.
Right. I think that if you get a mass amount of people converging in the same area, some will do the same things, and more will be doing something, and the more people do something about this, the more likely something good is going to happen.
Okay,
and some...
okay, true enough. Okay. The reason I called was basically in this geographical place we call the United States, in the left-right paradigm, the right has far more people that are willing to walk in that lockstep. Far more. Because, I mean, just from, you know, reading the Facebook accounts, you know, from since last week, I mean, it was, they planned from the moment that Mike Huckabee uttered, let's make August 1st Chick-fil-A Day, from every pulpit in this country, you know, basically, to make this Chick-fil-A Day, you know, to show their numbers. And I've never seen just that ability to lockstep without a whole lot of thought, just because it was something heard to do. You don't see that on the left or anywhere, but the right will march in lockstep.
Well, they have a real love for military, and you know, they respect that concept of following orders and doing what they're told. But I don't know if it's true that the left doesn't do that that sort of thing too.
They're far too great. You can't get people that are basically on the left to agree on anything.
Well, I mean, if this was the case, the left would go to the next Muppets movie and just sell that baby out, right?
But yeah, I don't think it's not going to happen.
Right, I don't think it's going to happen either. I would like to. I thought about this a similar thing today. Is you know, to me, the left is just more fractured. Not to say I'm part of the left. Just that it's more fractured than the right. And they kind of get in their own way in a lot of ways. But I was thinking about Gay Pride Day at whatever it is at Walt Disney World, and that baby's packed, so they can get there for that. And if you know, if that's the best example I could come up with to the contrary, and I was having a similar thought as to what you were having today. But Chick-fil-A, I mean, at this point, people, there are businesses all around the country trying to figure out how they can get boycotted by the left.
Well, but no.
Oh, exactly.
You know, to the point about the left, though, I mean, Occupy was a pretty big deal. I mean, that was. There wasn't anybody telling anyone what to do.
Occupy did nothing compared to what the Tea Party did. The Tea Party put all kinds of people in office, including, you know, another one just won a primary.
Just because somebody comes around and says they're, you know, a Tea Party conservative doesn't mean anything.
They look like Tea Party. You know what? The Senate and the House of Representatives is complaining about the Tea Party. They're not complaining about Occupy. Occupy did nothing. They made a lot of noise, and God bless them for doing it, but they weren't able to make anything happen.
Again, I don't really care if somebody gets elected calling themselves a Tea Party conservative. It doesn't really mean anything. I mean, there's
fine.
It doesn't
care
mean
if somebody
anything.
Got themselves elected as an Occupy liberal.
I guess, Mark, that hasn't happened.
No, it is not gonna.
But my point was that people came out and did something, and Brian
on the front
was saying
lawn?
They didn't do that. So if you got more, Brian, you can stick with us. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Allie C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Allie C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features on the site include our news options, which include Twitter and Facebook and email. News.freetalklive.com takes you there. News.freetalklive.com. And we have been doing more tweeting and Facebooking than ever before in the past, within the last couple weeks on this program. And so you can get interactive with us in that extra way. Now, obviously, the phone calls come first, but there are comments that you can leave to us that we might just talk about on the air on our Twitter and Facebook. So be sure to check those out. You can also go to twitter.freetalklive.com to be taken directly to our Twitter feed and facebook.freetalklive.com to be taken directly to our Facebook page. Let's go right back into your phone calls. Brian is still there in Tennessee. Brian, did you have more thoughts on this idea that the right...
Yeah, I do. Okay, Mark mentioned, Gay Pride Day in, at Disney World. That's a fantastic, event. But, it's still a segmented event for only basically one cause or one segment of the population. Whereas when something comes across as, from in the left-right paradigm, just as an observer, it seems to encompass everything. And of course, it all is coming under the banner and the chant of USA, USA, USA.
You're talking about how people are going to this Chick-fil-A day that you're saying the right is just responding en masse, that there's not one particular segment of them that's doing this.
Exactly.
Now, you make a fair observation. It may be accurate. I've never really been part of the right like that, so I can't really speak from experience.
You know, the right has the advantage of sort of wrapping in faith and jingoism into what they, with nationalism into what they say. I mean, if you do what the talk show hosts on the radio say to do, then you love Jesus and America. Mm. And, you know, whereas the left doesn't have that advantage, you know, they're not sure exactly what their banner is. And
right. Some people are religious, some are atheists. So,
it's just all over the place as to what their banner is. In some cases they may have better ideas, in some cases they may have worse ideas. I'm not making judgments based on that.
We're just observing.
But if you want to go to Chick-fil-A and wait an hour and a half for a flat sandwich, I mean, you know, I like the taste of their chicken and everything, but the buns are always kind of mushed in there with that pickle, you know, it's turned the bun green on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I eat these things and I'm happy with them, mind you, but I would not wait an hour and a half for nothing.
I don't think I could go to a Chick-fil-A anymore, except for the one in Nashua, and we'll tell you about that one here in a moment.
I'm interested in that.
But, Brian, anything else you want to share?
Now, what's going to be interesting to see, just as for just Chick-fil-A's part, is this, would this be a spike? I mean, because this is one day. And sure, the business is going to look good, but what's it going to look like, you know, a month from now, 6 months from now?
It can't be bad. I mean, they've gotten huge amounts of publicity out of this. It's more publicity than Chick-fil-A's probably.
They're not, you know, the franchisees aren't going to be making money like this every day.
No doubt. I mean, it's going to, I think you're right about that, but the branding is huge. And so when people have heard Chick-fil-A over and over again, they're more likely to think of Chick-fil-A when they get hungry and they need some sort of fast food, or when the kids are, you know, clamoring for some kind of Happy Meal. They're more likely to think of Chick-fil-A because a large
segment of the population, and by that, let's call it 10%, has been imprinted at this point, Chick-fil-A good, righteous. Chick-fil-A righteous. And so therefore, when they have the opportunity to choose between fast food company A and Chick-fil-A, you know, that righteous light will flash in their mind, and then, you know, they'll realize that I'm helping Rush Limbaugh and Jesus if I go eat, you know, one of these fried chicken sandwiches.
Now, there are, on the other side of that, there are going to be people who are not going to go to Chick-fil-A anymore who are upset about what Chick-fil-A you know, has this executive essentially made some statements that were essentially anti-gay. Was it the CEO?
Well, it was anti-gay. It was, belief in traditional marriage.
Translation, anti-gay.
It's anti-gay to you. It's not anti-gay to somebody else.
It's the president who made the comments.
Yeah.
He's the president of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So this guy makes these comments, and that's going to obviously upset some people. So you're right, Mark. There are a number of people who are going to think of Chick-fil-A and go there. There are going to be also people who refuse to go to Chick-fil-A who might have previously gone. But the question is, are more people going to go to Chick-fil-A than stop going to Chick-fil-A?
I've never been to Chick-fil-A. This certainly doesn't endear me to get in the car and go to one.
Well, right, but you're not
on the
right.
I've never been to one either.
I have been to Chick-fil-A, and I like them fine. I don't think that any of the chickens bare their necks for Jesus and Rush Limbaugh, so therefore I am not going to make my judgments about Chick-fil-A based on what the president of the company has said regarding gay marriage. It's meaningless to me. If I'm hungry and a Chick-fil-A is nearby and I feel like a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I will have that.
Well, thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I know it was there was a news story about how Antonin Dodson, I think is his name, has come out in favor of Chick-fil-A, and he is gay and black. He's the guy that they made the video out of. Have you ever seen Auto Tune the News?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's funny stuff. So, do you know what auto tuning is?
Yes. Yeah, this is what Cher did with that one song.
So, it's frequently found in popular music.
You leave this life after love.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Right. That's certainly a popular example of auto-tuning. But auto-tuning is something that's done a lot in popular music these days.
There's a great video out there where they take some girl who can't sing at all, and then they auto-tune her voice in the
Rebecca
show.
Rebecca Black?
I have no idea.
Friday?
I think, yeah.
No, this is a video to show how auto-tuning works.
Oh, I see.
And
yeah.
It shows how a woman who just simply can't sing is being auto-tuned, and she sounds great. Like, she's hot, and she's dancing, and she's singing, and it looks great, and then they take it off, and they're like, she's hot, and she's dancing, and she can't sing. And then they put it back on, and you're like, oh boy, this really changes everything.
I would love to see that. I have not yet seen that one, but
I don't know what to call it, but I can imagine now, after saying this, that one of our producers will say something.
So, Auto-Tune the News is a group on YouTube that takes news segments and they auto-tune them. So auto-tuning, I don't know how the process works, but it is some sort of magical technological process that makes people's voices different than they otherwise would be. And I'm sure there's a better way to explain it, but I don't know.
It makes them a little robot-y.
Yeah, it sounds weird when you listen to it, but...
But it sounds good at the same time.
Right, so they've taken news clips, which have no singing aspect to them whatsoever. They're just news clips of, like, somebody being interviewed or some news anchor or whatever. And then they put it through the auto-tune process and kind of create a remix out of it. Anyway, there's one guy who kind of made it big on the internet through auto-tune the news. He was being interviewed about an attempted rape of his sister. And it's ridiculous and hilarious. Rape's obviously a pretty serious subject. But what they did with him on auto-tune the news is funny. And so now he's like an internet celebrity as a result of this, and has blown up. Anyway, he's flaming gay, and he came out in favor of Chick-fil-A. So he made a video in which he's eating and drinking Chick-fil-A.
And why is that?
Why is he in favor of Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
He's basically your position. He just doesn't care about all this. He's like, I'm going to eat my chicken and enjoy my waffle fries. I like Chick-fil-A, and I don't really care about all that. But there is interesting news about Chick-fil-A in there's one Chick-fil-A in New Hampshire, apparently. It's in Nashua. Chick-fil-A seems like more of a southern thing. I don't really see them all over the place.
I don't see it that way.
The Northeast, but Chick-fil-A...
I don't see a lot of fast food, sort of the second-rate fast food, the second-tier fast food restaurants here in Keene. I mean, we live in a pretty small city, comparatively.
I just don't recall seeing a whole lot.
We don't have, like, an Arby's or a White Castle. There's nothing like that.
There's no
here.
Popeyes, and I want to protest formally right now.
I'm just saying, when I was driving up here through the various different states, I didn't see a whole lot of Chick-fil-A's once I got out of the South. That's all.
Do you look for them?
If I notice them. I mean, I like Chick-fil-A. I like their food, so I'm likely to... I was likely to stop there. I don't like what this president has said, but Anthony Piccolia, the manager of the only Chick-fil-A in New Hampshire, is excited to be the sponsor of New Hampshire Pride Fest coming up here in pretty soon.
A week.
Yeah, August 11th, actually, is when it's going to happen. So there's the Chick-fil-A CEO, who's basically anti-gay and ultra-religious.
See, this is why I don't care, is because it can't possibly be the feeling behind everybody.
Indeed. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World is where we are. Love for old and old with me, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
Time
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in here toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. All you have to do is shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to the Amazons in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's that simple. You get the same stuff you're used to getting on Amazon, whether it's, you know, your favorite DVD or Blu-ray or, you know, some new book that's coming out or even digital books. You know, whatever it is Amazon sells, we'll get a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com.
Thanks to everybody who's done that, because they've really stepped up recently.
Yeah, there's been a nice little spike, and actually a boost.
And it's, you know, the fact is the radio industry during the summer tends to go down a little bit as far as advertising. And, you know, there's been a slump industry-wide, and it's been, you know, our listeners have been stepping up and taking care of us.
Right. You're still going to buy stuff online, so you're going to probably get it at Amazon. They've got great prices, a huge selection, and the prices and selection and everything's still the same when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. It's just that Amazon's cutting us a portion of their profits for sending them the business. So take that moment to go through the extra step, and it makes a big difference for us. Shop.freetalklive.com. We'll get back to your calls here in a moment, but we've been talking about the auto-tuning process, and you were trying to find that video, Mark. You were unsuccessful.
Yeah, I didn't find it.
Finding the example.
But this was some, it was basically a video showing that how auto-tuning truly can take an individual who cannot sing and turn them into somebody who can.
It sounded like you found me something during the break. It sounded like Wesley Willis had been auto-tuned. And,
of course, somebody had to. That's the guy who did the Alanis
Morissette.
If you don't know Wesley
Willis, you should definitely Google Wesley Willis. Yeah. Fascinating guy. Interesting character. Unfortunately, he died way too early.
Sheer genius.
But
he's a musical genius.
He's amazing. But all that said, give you an example of auto-tuning here real quick. This is the Antonin Dodson guy that I was talking about before. He was interviewed by a local news agency, and the clip went online, and the folks from Auto-Tune the News picked it up and created something that went really viral. This has over 100 million views on YouTube. Oops, let's see. It probably would help if I actually had the thought up. I do have that up. I think my computer done broke on me.
Well, I can hear it.
Yeah,
you can?
Yep. Well, then something is broken on me then, so I don't know what's what the problem is there.
I'm hearing it.
Hmm.
Play it.
Okay. I don't know why you're hearing it, because I'm not. So I think that, there you go.
Pause it for a second.
Yes, sir.
So this is a guy who was on the TV sort of talking to you know, some news reporters or whatever, and then they took this little bit.
That's
and
right.
They put it to music and auto-tuned him, and it was and it's this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a heck of a rock, rap song, right?
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, I mean, these things are awesome. The talent behind this to just take the plain old clip of some guy talking to the news, yep, and making it a really entertaining piece that 100 million people have watched.
Without copyright, nobody will make good music. Go ahead.
Let's continue. It's catchy.
The news people are clapping. That's sheer genius.
House rules number two. Every now and then. It's called the Bed Intruder Song.
Whatever that is, turn it off.
Yeah. I don't hear anything. Are you hearing something?
So, not anymore. Right now.
Okay, good.
Did you hear the song?
Yes, I did hear the song finally. So I don't know what the hell's going on here, but anyway, 855-453.
It's got to be operator error.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and I just find that very entertaining. There's all kinds of other, you know, auto-tune the news things out there, and many of them are quite...
Probably
quite
all fun. Built on the back of that thing, right?
I don't think he was the first auto-tune.
No, because he's clearly, I mean, he's got to be one of the best. If there's anything better than that, I'd be really stunned.
I like the Strutton remix, personally. I think that was hilarious. Well, let's go to your phone calls.
I didn't think that was funny. I was mortified by that.
The Strutton remix? Anyway, Mark is in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Now, can you hear me okay?
Yep, you're good.
Okay, yeah, I just want to comment on the Chick-fil-A and policing stories. I was kind of talking to some people and joking about some comments on Facebook about, you know, the gay boycott of Facebook and the reaction today by conservatives going there in droves.
Mm-hmm. A Facebook or you said a Chick-fil-A?
No, Chick-fil-A, but, I mean, people are commenting on Facebook.
On Facebook, okay.
I just want to, I don't know, I don't think it's that big a deal myself. If they want to go protest, it's fine, but that's all they do. I want to scream at these people, like, look at Anaheim. It's like it looks like a military dictatorship out there. It's almost under martial law. It's insane. And these people, I don't think they'd have anything to say about it out there.
Yeah, it's really interesting how, you know, people can get whipped up behind one thing and you know, it just seems so inconsequential to me. And whereas they don't care about the stuff that I think is just so important. And, you know, it's just, you know, sadly, this is the public. And this is why they've been called the hoi polloi and the unwashed masses and sheeple and all these terms all along.
What is happening in Anaheim, by the way? I had some in my show prep. It's one of those things we just didn't get a chance to get to. I had seen that there was some sort of police brutality protest, which, of course, resulted in more police brutality because that's what the police are in many places, a bunch of brutish thugs. But why don't you summarize it for us, if you don't mind?
For myself?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've read some things, you know, and I look back about the original story and the protest. Yeah, you're pretty much right. There's a... I guess a gang member that, I don't know if he was doing anything, like we would say is illegal, you know, breaking into someone's property or something like that, but police went after him, shot him in the back, he was unarmed. There was a protest about that, more people got harmed, And hey, look, I don't know if military is out there, but the police are dressed up in military, you know, outfits, fatigues. It looks like they're in Afghanistan, literally. It's crazy stuff. It was like that yesterday. I'm not too sure today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's how they're going to react if they, you know, feel threatened. They're going to gear up and get ready to mow some people down with some rubber bullets.
Yeah, and I think I got a form of a solution. You guys were kind of talking about it with civil disobedience, but you guys have addressed it before quite a bit. Brad Stingler, Tom Bush, they discussed it online some on protest speeches, that kind of thing. It's agorism.
I don't know that agorism solves anything. I've heard people talk about it, and, you know, I mean, it's been around for, three decades, four decades? I guess there was some breakup in the Libertarian Party sort of even before it got started between the Rothbardians and, is it H.L. Mencken was the other guy, and you know, agorism is essentially doing things in the black and gray market with the intention of, you know, bringing down the state. And, you know, I mean, I do all these things. I buy and sell in silver. You know, I mean, I hire people to do things in my house, you know, in silver or bitcoins or whatever. I, you know, grow my own food. Anything that any agorist can claim to do, besides sell drugs, you know, I do this. I just don't see any of the effects of this, you know, in any way bringing down the state.
Well, yeah, I think it can be. I think it's best at a local level. You know, there's a consumer demand for really any place, some places more than others, for private policing, security, theft prevention. I think it's up to free people to say, you know, screw the laws, forget the system. I'm just going to go out there, offer this business my services at a voluntary level, you know, maybe pay for whatever, and just say, forget the system. I'm going to go out there and do this myself.
I got no problem with people offering services. I just think that once you're, you know, the problem is that once you're successful, you can't do it anymore. I mean, you try to run a successful business without, you know, paying the government their bit that they believe belongs to them, and they're going to put you in prison.
Yeah, true. Well, like you guys said, I guess that's the best solution of all. I mean, you guys have already brought up the best thing of all is get, you know, X amount or so many liberty-minded people together and have them you know, move to the next step in the face of liberty. But that's the best thing I can think of.
Mark, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Actually, I apologize to our radio listeners out there. The song did not go out over the airwaves. There was
in the wrong plug. That's
difficulty.
Why I was hearing it.
No, I did end up hearing it, but the problem was a button was not pushed correctly on the board here on our side, so it was operator error ultimately. We had gotten a new board within the last couple of weeks, and so our computer feed was not feeding to the studio. Hour 3 is next.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Supports is not accredited in all states.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.